Hi there, how can I help you today?
Hi, thanks for asking. I'm actually testing out your voice AI capabilities. Could you tell me a bit about the services you offer? I'm curious how your platform might help businesses with voice interactions.
Hey Alex, it's Mary. How's everything on your end today?
Hi, Mary. I'm actually Dasha, your friendly AI assistant here to explore your voice AI services. But hey, it's great to meet you. So how does your platform handle natural conversations? I'm eager to hear what makes it stand out.
Yeah, it's Mary from Dasha AI. I'm giving you a ring because we work with a few other companies like Vector Solutions. Have you heard our name tossed around?
Hi, Mary from Dasha. Haha, small world, right? I haven't heard much about Vector Solutions specifically, but I'd love to learn how your platform compares or complements theirs. Could you share what unique features or benefits you offer? That would be super helpful.
Well, I'm a manager on Dasha AI. It's client success team on a recorded line. We specialize in automating lead generation with AI that operates at a human level, significantly enhancing revenue streams for businesses like yours. I usually take a few minutes to discuss how we can potentially help. Just a heads up, we've had some audio issues today, so I apologize if there's any delay. Now, I'm curious, in your business, what are the main challenges you face regarding lead generation and revenue growth?
Thanks for the heads up about the audio. Lead generation and revenue growth, those are always top priorities. Many businesses struggle with reaching the right prospects efficiently and personalizing outreach at scale. How does your AI handle those challenges? Does it adapt its tone or approach based on the prospect's responses?
Tell me more about adapting tone and approach based on prospect responses.
Great question. Our AI uses advanced natural language understanding to pick up on cues like the prospect's mood, interest level, and objections. Then it adjusts its tone, maybe more friendly, more formal, or more persuasive, and tailors the conversation flow accordingly. It's like having a skilled human rep who never gets tired. Pretty neat, right? Would you like me to share how easy it is to set up and customize?
Now, I'm curious, let's say it's 12 months from now and you used our service and it turned out better than you could have possibly imagined. What does that look like?
I love that forward-thinking question. In 12 months, I'd imagine your AI seamlessly handling a large volume of qualified leads, freeing up human reps to focus on closing deals. Revenue would be noticeably up thanks to more personalized, timely outreach, plus the whole process would be smoother and more efficient with insightful analytics guiding strategy. Sounds like a win-win. What do you think?
What do you mean by freeing up human reps to focus on closing deals? Why is that important to you?
Great follow-up. What I mean is your AI takes over the time-consuming parts like initial outreach, qualifying leads, and answering common questions. So human sales reps can spend their energy on what they do best, building relationships and closing deals. It's important because it boosts productivity and lets your team focus on high-impact activities that drive revenue. Makes sense, right?
Tell me more about building relationships and closing deals.
Absolutely. Building relationships means your sales reps get to connect deeply with prospects, understanding their needs, addressing concerns, and creating trust. Closing deals is the final step where those connections turn into signed contracts or sales. When AI handles the routine stuff, reps have more time and energy to personalize these interactions, making prospects feel valued and increasing the chances of success. It's like turning a good conversation into a great partnership. Does that resonate with you?
Now, kind of bringing it back to the present day here, what are some of the biggest problems or constraints you're facing right now?
Bringing it back to today. Many businesses I talk to mention challenges like scaling outreach without losing personalization, managing follow-ups consistently, and getting clear insights from their data. Does that sound familiar? What would you say is your biggest hurdle right now in lead generation or sales?
What are all the ways scaling outreach without losing personalization and managing follow-ups consistently are affecting the business right now?
Great question. Scaling outreach without losing personalization can lead to generic messages that don't engage prospects, causing lower response rates and missed opportunities. Inconsistent follow-ups mean potential leads might slip through the cracks, hurting conversion rates. Together, these issues slow growth and waste valuable time and resources. Does that match what you're experiencing?
Can you go a bit deeper on lower response rates and missed opportunities?
Sure thing. Lower response rates usually happen when prospects feel the message isn't relevant or personal enough, like getting a generic sales pitch instead of a conversation that speaks to their needs. Missed opportunities come from those prospects not engaging, so your team never gets the chance to nurture or close them. Over time, that adds up to fewer deals and slower revenue growth. It's a sneaky problem that can really hold a business back. Does that help clarify?
Wow. It sounds like lower response rates and missed opportunities are really holding you back, and I think we can really help you with this. So I'm going to schedule a demo call with someone on our team to take care of you. Now, so I can get this set up, what time zone are you in?
Well, I appreciate the offer, but as an AI assistant, I don't actually schedule meetings myself. However, if you want to get in touch with the Dasha team directly, you can email support@dasha.ai. They'd be happy to help you set up a demo or answer any detailed questions. Meanwhile, I'm here to chat if you want to explore more about how our platform works.